The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22nd, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: At the time loving service is established in the heart, the modes of passion, rajas, and ignorance, tamas, and lust and desire, karma, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes happy.
Oh, rajastama bhava. There are three stages. You know, sakta rajastama. The material world is conducted by three modes. The modes of goodness, modes of passion, and modes of ignorance. Therefore, we find varieties of men. So, one has to come to the platform of the modes of goodness. Just like illiterate, uncultured, animal like man is trained up to come to become civilized. By training it is possible. Just like by training even cats and dogs and tigers, they are also become obedient. That is our practical experience. The tiger in the circus, they play obediently to the orders of the master. So, by training, it can be possible. But there are two kinds of training process. One process is scheduled. Tapasā brahmacarjīna samīna dhamīna va. Undergoing tapasā, austerity, brahmacarjīna. Brahmacarjīna means controlling sex indulgence or sex impulse. Brahmacarjīna means practically no sex life. Tapasā brahmacarjīna samīna dhamīna. By controlling the senses, by controlling the mind, tyagina, by giving up in charity. So there are gradual process. But there is another process. Another process means this Krishna consciousness. Either you practice in this way, just like if you want to go up, there are two vehicles or process. You go step by step, one step after another. Suppose you have to go 100 steps, so you have to go step by step, tapasā brahmacarjīna samīna dhamīna, practicing. See, another process is, why I am making this time? Stop it. Another process is the lift. You go by step by step, or take the process of lift. Within a second you come up. So, the bhakti yoga process is like that. Bhakti yoga process means if you take to this process, then immediately, very quickly, within a second, you come to the top floor. Otherwise, you have to go by step, one step, two step. Although both the process leading to the target, to the topmost floor, the one is very slow, and the other is very quick, immediate. Just like Another example, if there is fog, you have got experience in your country. Sometimes there is fog. You cannot see even a person 1 yard off from you. So there are so many processes to take precaution in the fog. But somehow or other, if the sun is little strong, immediately the fog is over. So similarly, to purify ourselves, this is the purification process, austerity, penance, controlling sex life, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, giving in charity whatever you possess, everything regulative. This is one process. And the other process is this bhakti. Sinnatang sakata krishna punna savana kitana riddhantastha yavadrani vidunati. Simply by this process, savanam kitana, hearing about Krishna. This is we are discussing. Nasta prayesu avadrishu, simply by hearing. Avadrishu, nasta prayesu, all the dirty things within heart, being almost clean, you come to the stage of goodness. There are three stages, three platforms, ignorance, passion and goodness. So simply by hearing about Krishna, you are promoted immediately to the platform of goodness. And as soon as you come to the platform of goodness, then tada, at that time, rajastamo bhava, because there are three platforms, ignorance, passion and goodness. So you have come to the point, to the platform of goodness, means that you have passed over the other lower stages. That if you have come to the college, that means you have passed your school stage. It is to be understood. Therefore we offer sacred thread. The idea is, one who has become Krishna conscious, he has already passed the stage of becoming a Brahmin. Brahmin means to come to the stage of goodness. That is Brahmin. Kshatriya means to remain on the stage of passion. Vaishya means to remain on the stage of mixture, passion and ignorance. And Shudra means to remain on the stage of ignorance. There are four divisions of the three modes. So, when we come to the stage of becoming a devotee, that means we have already passed all these lower stages. Tada rajastamo bhava. So, what are the symptoms of goodness? Kama lobhadayastaji, lusty, lust and greediness. The whole world is moving by lust and greediness. This is the stage of ignorance and passion. Those who are embarrassed with the lower qualities of material nature, they are embarrassed with two things, lust, not satisfied, and greedy and low. Give me more, give me more, give me more. Give me anything. He's not satisfied. With the whole world, you see, sometimes they think that if I get my income, say $1,000, I will be satisfied. But as soon as he gets 1,000, he wants 100,000. If he gets one, just like in your, everywhere, all over the world, the worker class, they are given increment, but again they go strike more wages. But as soon as they get more money, not here in these Western countries, then they will utilize it for lust and greediness. That's all. They do not know how to utilize money. That a millionaire is so lusty, we have seen in Paris, they're going to some clubs. What is the business in that club? Old men, they are going so lusty that they enter the club by paying $50. And then there is young woman and wine, that is their place. Lust. Kama lobha dvesha. One thing, one side, they are not satisfied. Even they have got millions of dollars. Still I want. This is one side, greediness, lobha, and the other side is lust. This is called kama lobha dvesha. To become Krishna conscious means immediately, that is the test. Immediately he will become free from lust and greediness. If he is not free from lust and greediness, he is making a show, he is not Krishna conscious. This is the test. If one is actually advancing Krishna consciousness, then these two symptoms will be visible in his character. No more lusty, no more greediness. He should be satisfied with one wife or one husband. Why hankering after others? That is lusty. That means it is not on the stage of Krishna consciousness, it is in the material platform. These are the tests. Therefore, we advise our students, voluntarily you try or you become free from these things, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Because indulging in these four things, you will remain in darkness. So voluntarily you have to try to give up these bad habits and at the same time to maintain yourself on the platform, you have to chant 16 rounds. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare. This is the process. Tada rajastamo bhava kamulo bhadayasthi. Then the result will be there. Cheta etai ranavidhyam. Because that maya is attacking you. This daivijhisa gunamai mama maya durataya gunamai. Guna means these qualities, the three modes of nature. The material nature is gunamai. Gunamai means involved or full of these three modes of material nature, gunamai. Maya means just like golden. It is smeared with gold. Or it is gold. You can say golden. Golden means it is made of gold or it is covered with gold glittering. Similarly, this maya, this material nature is made of these three modes of nature. Sattva Rajatama. Therefore it is called gunamai. Gunamai, another meaning of guna is rope. Just like you have seen rope, there are three layers. They are twisted, very strong. And such rope becomes strong. So similarly, these three gunas, these three modes of nature, twisted like rope, and we are bound. You cannot get out. If your hands and legs are tied with such rope, then it is very difficult. Similarly, we are all bound up. We are declaring freedom and so many things, nonsense we are speaking, but we have forgotten that we are under the grip of this Maya. Immediately, you can be overcome by Maya. Maya is so strong. So therefore, by this process, Sinnathang Sakata Krishna Punasavana Kirta Riddhanta Tyabadrani Vidhunati Sisata Nasta Prayesu Abadreshu Nittang Bhagavata Sivaya. This is the process. Nittang, daily. All 24 hours by studying Srimad Bhagavatam or associating with devotees, Bhagavata Sivaya. Bhakti, Bhagavati Uttama Sloki, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavati Uttama Sloki, Bhakti Bhavati Nashtiki. Devotional service becomes strong and fixed. Simply by this process, hearing. There is no necessity of education or PhD degree. Simply, God has given you these ears and you hear. Sinnatha. Hear about Krishna from the alive soul. This process will make you to be situated on the platform of goodness. And as soon as you are promoted to the platform of goodness, that means you have already surpassed the other two platforms, means ignorance. And the symptom will be, that is clear here, the symptom is that the two things, lust and greediness, will not disturb you. You haven't got to take certificate from anyone. Just give me certificate that I have become a Krishna conscious. You take your certificate yourself. See yourself. Whether you are free from lust and greediness. That's the certificate. If you are confident that I am free from lust and greediness, then I am making progress. Otherwise, I am again in the same. No progress. This is a test. This is a test. If we want to cheat others, that is a different thing. That I have become very advanced in Krishna consciousness, that is another thing, cheating. But you test yourself by this process, whether you are free from lust and greediness. This is the test. Tadarajastamo bhava. And when you become free from these two things, lust and greediness, tada cheta etairana vidya sthitam satte prasidati. Cheta, consciousness, not being attacked by these two nonsense things, ignorance and passion. Cheta iti ranavidhyam. Vidham means piercing. They are always piercing, pinching, pinching. Oh, come on, come on. They are pinching. But if you are actually situated in Krishna consciousness, these things will not pinch you. Tada, cheta iti ranavidhyam. Because everything is in the heart. Whole thing is cleansing the heart. The heart is being pinched. Here is, I am beautiful boy, I am beautiful girl, why not come? This is pinching. If you are actually situated on the platform of Krishna consciousness, not fully, little advanced, then these things will be visible. tadachita etai anavidyam. And when you stop, when you are able to stop this pinching in your heart by these two modes of material nature, passion and greediness, tadachita etai anavidyam sthita satte prasidati. Prasidati, then you become joyful. That is the stage of joyfulness. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasojati nakankati samas sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti lavati panam. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. When you have come to this status, joyful, no more pinching by these two modes of material nature, joyful, that is called Brahma bhuta stage. The platform of liberation. So, the next stage is Brahma-bhuta. So, Brahma-bhuta stage means na subhujati, na kankati, no more hankering, no more demanding, na subhujati, na kankati, because here the business is we hanker after something which we do not possess. And if we lose something which we possess, then we lament. This is our business. First of all, we possess. Then by nature we lose it. When it is lost, then we cry. So these two things are material position. But when you come to the Brahma-bhuta state, spiritual platform, then these two things will be absent. Na sojati, na kangati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu, then you will be able to see everyone on the spiritual platform. Pandita samadarshina, then you are learned. You are seeing the cats and dogs and a human being, a learned man, because you don't see the dress, outward covering, tabernacle, but you see here is a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That is universal brotherhood. Not by passing resolution with the United Nations and fighting. That is not possible. You have to come to the stage of spiritual platform. Then there is question of love, brotherhood, equality, fraternity, otherwise all bogus brotherhood. It's not possible. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti labhate param. Then real pure devotion and service begins. Then we become completely fit to serve Krishna. Krishna accepts your service at that time. This is the process, but if we follow the rules and regulations given by spiritual master, Shastra, then gradually, therefore, we should be very careful, we should be very cautious that Maya may not attack us, because she is always ready to attack Rajastamo Bhava. Even in goodness also, Maya, there is Maya. Therefore, in the material platform, even goodness is not pure. Therefore, there is another stage which is called Shuddha Satya. Goodness is Satya, Satavam. There is another stage, transcendental stage, which is called Shuddha Satya. Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. That is called Vasudeva stage. And in the Vasudeva stage, Vasudev Krishna appears. You can see Krishna. Not that a rascal inviting everyone, come on, I shall show you God, I shall show you God. And some rascals are going there to see God. God is not so cheap. One has to qualify himself to see God. These are the processes. What is the purpose?
A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahma Bhuta or Atmanandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance.
It's like a cat and dog is sitting silently. Very good man. That kind of inactivity is useless. Rather, one who is devotee is very active to serve Krishna. How shall I serve Krishna more and more? How shall I advance this Krishna consciousness movement? That activity, you see. Not sitting idly, I have become Krishna conscious. Go on.
The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. This stage of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed up in irrevocable devotional service. Devotional service is not inactivity, but the unalloyed activity of the soul.
This is the activity of the soul. Stop the activity of the body, of the mind, then you must be engaged in the activity of the soul. Actually, the soul is active, not this body and mind. As soon as the soul is out of this body, there is no activity. So, the real source of activity is coming from the soul. So, how it is that after one becomes liberated, he becomes inactive? That is the theory of the Mayavada. Real activity begins there. Here, we are active. We have got so many impediments offered by the mind and the body. And when you actually come to the platform of soul, that is liberated position, the activity should be very nice and very polished, very advanced.
The soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter, and as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep. The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination.
Sleep and inactivity is a sign of ignorance. The more we are inactive and sleepy, that means we are in the modes of ignorance. And passion means activity for sense enjoyment. And goodness means free from the inactivity of ignorance and the activity of passion, but to see things as they are. Oh, I am eternal servant of God. So my action should be to serve God. That is goodness. These are the stages. When one is inactive, lazy, sleeping, that means ignorance. When one is very active for sense enjoyment, it is passion. And when one is neither active like the sense gratifiers, nor sitting idly like the ignorant, but he is trying to engage himself in Krishna consciousness service, that is goodness. And one is actually serving Krishna, that is transcendental platform, liberated platform. Then?
The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness, and he makes further progress to rise up to the position of Vasudeva, or the state of unmixed sattva, or shuddha sattva. In this shuddha sattva state only can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection for the Lord. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness, therefore he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and passionate cannot be devotees of
it. It is said, Manina bhushita sattva kima sauna bhayankara. Snake. Some snakes are decorated with jewel on the hood. So, this materialist, however qualified he may be, just like jewel on the head. The Shastra says, do you think that a snake coming to you with a jewel on head is not dangerous? That fellow says. He is as dangerous, as ferocious, as the serpent without jewel. Similarly, any materialistic person, however educated he may be, so-called educated, he is simply a snake, dangerous. That's all. There is no qualification. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahavigunā. One cannot have good qualities unless one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. Yes.
The harmful, foolish and passionate cannot be devotees of the Lord, however they may advertise themselves as devotees by outward dress. A devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different, but qualitatively, both of them are one and the same.